Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 32, Pretoria 35, Polokwane 13. The Syrian capital of Damascus started its morning with sounds like these. A Syrian war monitor says that President Bashar al-Assad has left the country after losing swaths of territory to a lightning offensive led by an Islamist rebel coalition that entered Damascus this morning. The president's report departure comes less than 2 weeks after the rebel group launched its campaign challenging more than 5 decades of rule by the Assad family. More on JackaranFM.com, click on news. Police at OR Tambo International Airport arrested another person for alleged drug trafficking. The 43-year-old woman arrived in South Africa this past Friday from Brazil. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk.
A 43-year-old female Paraguayan drug mule had just landed from Sao Paulo on Friday the 6th of December at OR Tambo International Airport when we arrested her for drug trafficking. She was taken to a local hospital where a medical x-ray revealed containing cocaine was subsequently released. This arrest marks the fourth drug trafficker intercepted at OR Tambo International Airport in the past 2 weeks.
SAFTU says it emphatically rejects the government's plan to implement early retirement initiatives for public servants. SAFTU's spokesperson Mohoshadi Masurumule says this cost-cutting measures threatens service delivery and jeopardizes the livelihoods of thousands of working-class families. She says the National Treasury has allocated 11 billion rand to fund the program.
The Federation assesses that the root causes of the ballooning wage bill are not the salaries of hardworking public servants, but the systemic management of public funds, corruption and prioritization of elite interest over the needs of the majority.
Eskom says with the summer break approaching and many industries shutting down for this period, it has started to gradually increase its planned maintenance activities to further improve the reliability of its generation fleet. Eskom spokesperson Daphne McQuinna says the power utility's energy availability factor was at an average of 59.4% over the past week and 62.8% year to date.
The weekly EAF has improved from 57% to 59.4% from 2nd December to 5th December 2024, a slight improvement of about 2.4%. This improvement is primarily due to a drop in unplanned outages of the generation unit.
And Lando Norris captured pole position for the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix with teammate Oscar Piastri next to him for McLaren in a front row as they hope to secure the Constructors' Championship. World champion Max Verstappen will start from 6th in his Red Bull. Carlos Sainz, for his last time in Ferrari, was 3rd quickest with Nico Hülkenberg surprising with an outstanding 4th for Haas. Amiel Pinaar hoef nie stuur die president van Assyrië vlug glo soos rebelle groepe die hoofstad inval.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.